Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to CUTV News Radio. Nice to have you with us today. We're really pleased because Christine Rose is back with us again. You have heard Christine many times on our broadcast. She's a well-known author, a speaker, and an award-winning certified business and executive coach. She is the CEO of her own firm, of course, which is Christine Rose Coaching and Consulting. It's a boutique coaching firm in the greater Seattle area. And the best way to describe what she does, Christine uses proven tools, a lot, decades of her own business experience, her intuition, and coaching expertise to help business leaders and owners grow their teams, their profits, and their companies. And as she often says, she loves watching people achieve what they previously couldn't imagine achieving. But she's branching out into a whole new area right now because after making a difference as a female entrepreneur and a success coach, she is making an impact as an author because she has a brand new book, which is coming out this month, being published this month. And we are going to be talking with her about her book. It's an amazing book that unites many of the passions and focal points of her own life. And she explains them. It's all about the Me Too movement, what happened and what has changed since it began for women in the workplace and really in society at large. The book outlines what still has to be done, what we need to work on to maximize progress and mitigate violent acts against women. The book is called Life Beyond Me Too. And there's no question it couldn't have been written by anyone else as profoundly as Christine because she has a really unique perspective, both as a coach, a transformational coach, but also as a survivor of multiple abusers. So the book relates with the Me Too movement. It lends a voice to victims of past harassment and violence, and it empowers women and their male allies with a means to create change in their own lives and careers, which, of course, is a huge effort, and it deals with women in workplaces everywhere, and it addresses the systemic violence in cultures that needs to be uprooted to create a lasting change. So it's a delight to have Christine back with us again. We're going to talk a little bit and get a little preview about this great book that's coming out, and there's a big event early in January wrapped around it, but the publication date is really just days away from right now. So let us bring Christine on. She, again, is based out in the Seattle area. Her name is Christine Rose. She has a great website. You got to go there, christinerose.coach. Easy to remember, christinerose.coach. Good afternoon, Christine. Welcome back to our microphones. Nice to have you with us today. How are you?
Hi, Doug. It's great to be with you. I'm fabulous today, and I hope you're having a great day, too.
So far, yes, ma'am, it's been great. And, I know it's not a bright, sunny day in Seattle. It's not that way where I am either, so that's good. So we can share the cloudy day, and it's not raining so bad, so that's good. I know you must be really excited with the publication of your book, days away from now and what's about to happen. And it's kind of fun because we've had the opportunity to talk with you a little bit about it, in the last couple of episodes that you've been with us here. And we're going to do that again today. So if I were to just ask you to share some details about the upcoming book called Life Beyond Me Too, what would you say? What would you like to say to whet our appetite on this? Really, I think, a very profound book.
Oh, Doug, thank you. I'm so excited. I really am. Because it's been a labor of love for over a year now, and a lot of research went into this book. It's not just me telling my story and sharing some opinions. This is looking at some facts, right? So there's a lot to know, way more than I probably could have kept doing this forever and ever, but I really wanted to get the point out there that we have this amazing window of opportunity to create deep culture change to make it a safer world for everyone. And there are benefits to being a coach and seeing transformation happen, because I've been doing this now for years and working with a lot of different people and organizations. And the transformation starts with awareness. So we're really going to get some awareness, get some tools to have conversations, really helping not just the victims, but everyone to kind of be able to deal with this a little bit. And there's so many different perspectives and point of view, different experiences people have. But this is a book that will engage you with personal stories. It will engage you with questions to reflect on and to have conversations with people about, and a lot of information, not only for, as you said, for the marketplace for businesses, but really for the general population about how we can create some change at this point in time and what we've done so far. So I'm very excited.
Well, you should be excited. It's always a big deal to write a book and have it come out. You know, you're a very highly credentialed coach in many, many different categories. I've spelled that out numerous times. But you're also a certified psychological safety coach with Amy Edmondson's The Fearless Organization. That's a very interesting title. Do me a favor and explain to me how you define psychological safety. I think that's an intriguing title. Talk about that a little bit for me.
Oh, thank you, Doug. Yeah, Amy Edmondson, in case, you know, for the listener who isn't familiar with her, is a Harvard Business School professor and has done decades of research on teams, on effectiveness, and she defines psychological safety in her book, The Fearless Organization. It's the belief that one will not be punished or humiliated for speaking up with ideas or questions or concerns or mistakes. So she used examples. One of the stories that might give people an idea about this is, for example, a nurse that worked in a neonatal intensive care unit, brand new on the job, and she had observed a physician really speaking harshly with another nurse when that nurse called out the physician about something. And she was new to the job. She noticed that there was one protocol that an infant didn't receive, and she had to make the decision, what should she, you know, question this doctor who had decades of experience, or should she just, you know, assume that he knew what he was doing by leaving out this one protocol for this infant. And she decided not to say anything. So she didn't have psychological safety. And in a case like that, it could actually cause a fatality. So it's really essential to teams. One of the things I was going to mention for people is that if they've heard of Google, maybe they use Google as a search engine. Google did a large research study, and they wanted to find out what makes teams effective and successful. And they found five key characteristics. The first one is psychological safety. So that ability to take risks and be vulnerable in front of each other, in front of your team members. They also found that dependability, structure and clarity, meaning and impact were essential for characteristics of excellent, innovative teams. But the gateway characteristic really that was required for the other characteristics is that psychological safety. It stood out as the most important key characteristic of effective, innovative teams.
That's really interesting. You mentioned if somebody had heard of Google, if anybody listening hasn't heard of Google, they've been on another planet, you know.
Right. Well, and you know, those are the people who've been so busy with some other stuff, they might not have heard of me too either, and so they can pick up the book and learn all about that too.
All righty. Well, tell me a little bit about how psychological safety helps to reduce the risk of sexual harassment. How about that?
Yeah, and this really is kind of the link between my coaching work and the book. I felt like I had to write the book. I felt like there was a call on my life to do this, because what we know is that if there isn't psychological safety, then people don't speak up, right? And what Me Too did was create some psychological safety around now in culture in general, being able to speak up about things and ask questions. In a team, in a work team, if they don't offer psychological safety, if team members don't have a solid belief that they're not going to be punished or humiliated or suffer repercussions by bringing up questions or concerns, they're going to have pressure to stay silent. And in some cases, for the team, I mean, first of all, a team's not going to be as effective when you don't, you know, when you don't speak up about your concerns about someone's actions or words that are discriminatory, the whole team suffers. And in fact, you know, they could be illegal behaviors. And so the whole organization is suffering, and the small team suffers. And a great example was in 2017, early 2017, people might have read the former Uber engineer, Susan Fowler, who wrote a blog post about her experience working for Uber when she left to go work for Stripe. And she had expertise in the area and went to go join this work team and experienced a manager who was really pressuring her for sex, and it was really out of line. And she ended up, you know, having to leave that team. Uber at that time didn't have the kind of the HR. They had a culture where people didn't talk about stuff. And then eventually that cost of that culture and of that psychologically unsafe culture was they lost. They went from 25% employees were women down to 3% of engineers were women by the time that she left the company.
Wow.
Right. So they were losing good talent. And now, you know, you can go Google Uber and you will find out mm-hmm. that they've really done put some things in place to create and develop psychological safety for their whole company and for their teams. And so this is, it's really essential in order to eliminate harassment. It's an essential thing for people to be able to speak up and know that we're going to handle things in a way that makes sense and is in the benefit of everybody concerned.
Well, how do you actually go about helping your clients who come to see you, you know, for help and advice? How do you help them assess and develop this psychological safety, you know, in their own minds? And use it in their workplaces and in their cultures, as well as in their own daily life. You know, I guess all three parts are important. How do you help them do that?
Right, Doug. So the first thing is that I'm talking about for workplaces, for workplace teams. This psychological safety that I'm talking about refers to that ability to just speak up about whatever with the team and know that you won't be, you know, you won't have any punishment or repercussion. And Amy Edmondson and the Fearless Organization, I should say the Fearless Organization, put together an assessment. They called the Psychological Safety Index PSI. And what that does is it helps the client to get a real measure of a team's characteristic and their psychological safety picture of that team at a given point in time. So we share this information with the client. We speak to the leadership team about what they're trying to accomplish with their teams to increase their effectiveness and innovation, the benefits they'd like to see as they're investing in building team culture. And we speak with all of the team members. You know, if the leadership says, yeah, we want to know this, we don't know how our teams are doing. What happens in an unpsychological safe that team is that the leader thinks everything's going great sometimes, and then they find out that there's a lot of silence that happens at meetings, and people just seem to go along with stuff, and they're not speaking up. And when they see the assessment results, you know, then they can recognize that, oh, my goodness, it's really not a psychologically safe team right here. We really need to open up and give people the ability to bring their input and to bring the truth. So we do that assessment with the team, and then we hold a debrief with the team. Before we do the assessment, we speak with all the team members, because we actually practice psychological safety in the assessment process so that team members all know up front what to expect, how to take the assessment, to recognize this is completely confidential, that their responses, their individual responses, will not be shared with the team or the organization, so they can just tell the truth. And once they've all taken the PSI assessment, we do a team debrief meeting, and we share the results with all the team at once. And there are a number of coaching questions that we use and set the context for that conversation so that it's a positive conversation around the learnings that this extraordinary assessment is helping teams to discover. And then if the team requests, they kind of think about, okay, where are we in psychological safety and where would we like to be? If they want to develop psychological safety, then we offer on-sites or workshops to help them develop psychological safety based on their unique team results.
You know, it's so fascinating to hear you talk about it. Is this something relatively new that you're dealing with companies and clients? I mean, 2 years ago, you weren't talking about psychological safety, were you? Or were you?
I wasn't 2 years ago, although the book's been out and the Project Aristotle study has been out. So this is out there, but I was recently one of 18 coaches in the world that were certified to use this assessment with teams. So it's, it's relatively new. We use some tools that we've had around for a while too, not just just the assessment.
Tell me about some of the tools and the techniques that you use to kind of implement the program and make it work. Expand on that.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Doug. So the assessment, again, is from the Fearless Organization. It's the PSI, Psychological Safety Assessment. We use that, and it's taken online, so it's really easy to administer. I have been trained to set up and administer these assessments and to interpret and debrief with the teams. So we do the assessment. We do team coaching, and that's where the team members come together, and we set aside some time to really coach from. And coaching is that process of accelerating transformation through a creative conversation where people have the opportunity to contribute and to hear and learn from each other and help to move from where we are to where we want to be. And we do trainings, we do conversations around this topic. Sometimes it'll involve role playing. We use different models that will help to move a team closer to their goal. So, for example, the Radical Candor model by Candor Inc., the four-player model. These are just some of the tools and techniques, and we go into detail, but it's really bespoke. It's very customized for each team and for where they are. We don't have a cookie cutter approach. It will be based on what that team is experiencing and what their goals are.
And how long typically do you work with a team before you think they have really gotten what you're trying to trying to teach them on this whole subject of psychological safety? Do you do this in one session with a team, or is it go on over a period of time?
Most engagements are a few months at least, because most of the time they'll start with an assessment, but before we do the assessment, we have meetings to figure out what their goals are. And then they're focused on shifting culture in their organization. They're focused on creating an environment for their employees and for their team members to really innovate and to be extremely effective. And as a result, they're the kind of organizations that are retaining employees. You know, we've heard the story about 80% of people are not engaged at work. When mm-hmm. companies invest in creating this psychological safety, that, you know, in creating these characteristics of effective teams, they're going to be the ones that are keeping those innovative team players.
So it does take a while. It's not just an overnight thing to get this functioning with the team. And you go into the companies to work with them, don't you? They don't come to you for this part. This is not like a private client coming to you. You're working with the team.
Right.
On
no, we're working on
business.
Site there. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if it's not me, it's one of the other 18 coaches that are certified in this assessment. And you can find out, people can find out more by going to noomi.com, NOOMII.com, or they can go to christinerose.coach and they can ask me, you know, I can connect them. So this is available all around the world.
Wow. So there are others. Let me ask you, what do you think sets you apart from others who offer the same services? How would you answer that?
Well, the coaches that are doing this, we're a team. So we're certified by the Fearless Organization and NUMI.com. We have access to this Psychological Safety Index that's created by this Harvard professor, and it's the only one of its kind. We have been trained to set up and administer the surveys and interpret and debrief the surveys with the teams. We have, you know, I have an understanding of the types of outcomes that the assessment might yield to the teams. And based on those outcomes, what interventions would be appropriate to help the team to move the needle on issues that they're facing. And then also I understand and adhere to very high standards of ethics that have to be applied around this instrument and in the coaching to prevent, you know, we don't want to lower psychological safety. We want to increase psychological safety through using this assessment. I'm also a credentialed coach member of the International Coach Federation, and that is the gold standard. That's the kind of the international body that's setting the coaching profession best practices and ethical standards. And so those things set us apart.
You know, I can't help but wonder what makes an organization come to the conclusion that they feel this is something their teams need to be taught about or you know, learn about. Do you feel they notice something within their organization that bothers them and, you know, encourages them to bring someone like you in to work with them on this subject of psychological safety? How do you answer that?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, it's interesting because you don't think you're going to be the people in the news with kind of negative press, right? But it's really a preventative measure. Sometimes it's not that there's a big red warning flag, but those organizations that are proactively seeking to develop the most effective and innovative teams, because they need to be able to adjust quickly to the rapid pace of change. They need to be able to produce products and services you know, at the drop of a hat sometimes almost, and that kind of work really requires the psychological safety to be the culture of the organization. So they're proactively looking for ways to improve their organizational culture, to wait for improving the dynamics of their teams. And so they're, in fact, they're not waiting. And what they do is, if they're not already, you know, having everybody read Amy Edmondson's book, The Fearless Organization, that might be their first step. But having the assessment and the interventions and the coaching around this is really a great start. And they may take it further, Doug. They may at some point develop their own internal coaching ability to use this assessment throughout their organization.
That's I'm so fascinated by this. How do we go about learning more about this aspect of your work? Because this is very, very unique, this aspect of your work. Tell us more.
Yes, Doug. I really want to encourage people that they can reach out to me. They can go to my website at christinerose.coach and just, you know, use the contact information there. They can email me at cr@christinerose.coach. Also, they can go to noomi.com, N-O-O-M-I-I.com, and people can reach out to me on LinkedIn as well. You can find me, you know, Christine Rose on LinkedIn. And definitely we're available to answer questions, any questions people have. And also about the book. I'm happy to talk with people more about the book and about speaking at their organization or, you know, doing some coaching at their organization.
And one other quick question, what kind of feedback do you get after you've focused on this subject with teams? You know, and they really are aware of what this is all about after having worked with you. I would imagine it's pretty profound. What do you hear?
Oh, my gosh. So far, the results from teams that have worked with our group on psychological safety coaching has been, it's been very eye-opening. It's been a really positive, eye-opening, useful learning tool. And it's been useful for setting a direction for deeper trust, for deeper openness on the teams, you know, so where they can really get stuff done.
I'm not surprised. That's exactly kind of what I thought you were going to say. It's obviously it's well worth their time and investment to have this kind of you know, learning being taught to their teams. It's a fascinating subject. This is all part of what's going on with your new book that's coming out again. It's being published this month. And there's a big deal happening in January. What's the date that everybody's got to know about for your book on Amazon?
Yeah, please join us on Amazon.com and order the book Life Beyond #MeToo on January 8th, which is the official launch date. So January 8th on Amazon.com, Life Beyond #MeToo.
There we go. All right. Christine, thank you, my dear. We've gone through the half hour, but we'll see you again next week, same time. So thank you for being with us, and we really appreciate it. This is really, really important stuff to be talking about. Thank you, ma'am. Have a great day. Okay?
Thank you so much, Doug. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
You are welcome. Okay.
You've been listening to CUTV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CUTV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.